Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out today. The Braves made some changes yesterday. Former New York Mets pitching coach Jeremy Hefner will replace Rick Kranitz. Antoine Richardson will replace Tom Goodwin. And Braves also released Freddy Gonzalez and are exercising Chris Sale's $18 million option. Raiders travel to Denver tonight to take on the Broncos for Thursday night football. Hawks play tomorrow against the Raptors at home. Pregame is set for 7 right here on 92.9 The Game. And, of course, the Falcons head to Berlin to take on the Colts this weekend. Pregame with Mike and Bo is at 7:30, kickoff at 9:30. And today we are focused on their defense, guys. Our offense. Falcons are 23rd in the league when it comes down to third down conversions, 15th in yards per game at almost 336 yards. Where within these matchups do you think some of our offense could pick up some momentum?
Matchups, I think that. And it's going to be interesting because I want to point to the run game and some of the things you can do with Bijan. I'm curious how they approach that in trying to get Bijan back rolling on the ground because you didn't even really attempt to last week. We mentioned a couple times Charlie Warner played 5 snaps a week ago. It just wasn't even part of the game plan and the way that you were going about it. And now when you look at yards per game, Colts very, very good. They also have played from the lead a ton. And so I was looking up a couple of stats as far as Warren Sharp put a couple of different things out. Indianapolis games, just the total coming from their games, have 502 combined passing yards. It's the second most in the league. And Atlanta Falcons have combined average passing yards in their games of 377, which is 29th in the league. And it just kind of goes to show you where both of these offenses have been, but where both of these teams have been and where both of these defenses have been. When Indianapolis gets ahead, they are able to get you backed against the wall, force you into passing situations, and then rush the passer at a very high rate. And I think that's a little unnerving, especially when you add in the fact that I heard this stat yesterday too. Falcons are 0-5 in any game they've trailed in. Zero comebacks, period, at all, at any point. If you've trailed in a game, Falcons have not won. And so very important for the Falcons to get out ahead because of that stat, but also schematically what it allows you to do offensively to get that run game going and to start leaning on Bijan, Tyler Algier, possibly Charlie Warner, and different things that you do up front.
Second week in a row, you're playing a top 5 run defense. Last week, it was very obvious. Mike says that they didn't even try, and I there's truth to that. The reality is you didn't try because your goal was to come out, throw the football, and loosen the defense up and then run. But what happened was is you got behind. And so now it threw the numbers off. And it does look like you didn't try to – because you didn't. You didn't really – attempt to run much, but that was what I felt like you were trying to do. To me, the game plan, and I think people overlook it sometimes. They just see, well, that's our bread and butter. Why are we not doing it? Well, I think you feel pretty good about your passing game too. You know, with Penix and with John and Drake and Darnell at times, and Kyle Pitts, that you feel you can take that to your advantage and let's use some of those guys. But you didn't. The score dictated it. That's why it's so important what Mike's saying. To get out to a lead or at least not get fall behind early because now the entire playbook is open. I want to see Bijan in space in the passing game. I want to see them get him because they don't. I want to know who is covering Bijan Robinson. Kenny Moore, are you going to do it? Because I know Zaire Franklin and Jermaine Pratt, one of these linebackers, is not going to try to cover Bijan Robinson.
Yeah.
Now, maybe with the addition of Sauce Gardner. They move one of these guys that's been on the outside into the nickel spot. I'm not sure what their goal is there. Maybe that's what they're going to do. They've been a very good defense. And they're, you know, what they're doing is all based on their stopping the run. And they're stopping the run which is for is, and they're playing with a lead, which is this force in your hand, as Mike said earlier, and then they're pinning their ears back, and guys like Latu are having good days.
Yeah, I just think that there's a couple of caveats in there where if you can get the run game going. And to be fair, and I want to circle back to this because I talked about their pass rush, if they get our backs against the wall, they have not been good on third down on defense. And I think that bears mentioning. I think Dallas might be the only one worse than them as far as third down defense percentage. You know, I think they're giving up something like 45, 46, 47% of third downs.
Yeah, they're 29th.
Okay, I was going to say, I know you got the stat in front of you. It's and I can't really figure out why. Like, why have y'all been that bad on third down with all the pass rushers you do have? We just talked about Latu having 2.5 sacks. Talked about DeForest Buckner. But you have been able to do different things on them on third down, which I think bodes well for us. And I would push back just a little bit too. Well, you were talking about you feel pretty good about the passing game. My concern about the passing game is this. Very rarely do we just hit wide open receivers or open receivers for that matter. Even on a Pitts catch, diving catch on the post or whatever it was going across the middle. Darnell Mooney comeback, diving catch towards the ground in between three defenders. Drake London's catches, jump balls, right? Things like that. I get, and it's one of the reasons I'm so hard on Zach Robinson. I think that Michael Penix and Drake and a lot of these guys have done things in the worst of circumstances.
Well,
and hopefully that bodes well for us being able to do it if we can get good circumstances this weekend.
That's one of those comments that has a caveat to it for me. Okay. Is, yeah, I feel good about the people in the passing game.
Yes.
I don't necessarily I agree with you. I don't feel good always about the routes. I've sat here and said it multiple times now. And it, you know, it's worth saying again for people that maybe didn't get to hear me is I want them to incorporate more routes that are going across in the middle of the field and having guys running away from defenders. Too much.
Couldn't agree more.
Too much do we go vertical or stop and come back, stop and turn, or just out here on the perimeter in what is considered a dump off or a screen type game. I really need guys with the ball in their hands on the go. Get them the ball on the move. Get Darnell running in the middle of the field away. Someone detailed this, how many shallow drag routes we've ran this year, but I can guarantee you it's under 20. It's probably under 10.
The amount of mesh concepts we've had in the middle of this offense, and let's just say you had Kyle Pitts chip on his way out and Darnell Mooney's running the shallow drag and you have a mesh concept right there in the middle. Can we just get that? And I brought this up the other day when we're watching film. Like three or four times you're in third down, third and 10, whatever it was last weekend, and we were so bad on third down, so I wanted to go watch the passing concepts. It's like three 15 to 18-yard routes, a couple of go routes, like an 18-yard comeback, and a check down to Kyle Pitts that goes absolutely nowhere. It's just maddening. I'm like, dude, that's what we went with on third and 10. That's where we go.
I think you could see it's a really possibility that depending on how much Sauce Gardner plays, they could play more man this week. For two reasons. A, they've got what they feel is now an elite man corner, which I'm not disagreeing that he's a very, very, very good man corner. Also, that they see blood in the water. Chris Lindstrom plays. He's still banged up. Kyle Hinton is a backup. They might see blood in the water and say, we're going to bring more pressure and be willing to play more man. And what is the perfect route for man coverage is like a little shallow drag.
Yeah.
Because Wes, what's happening? The middle of the field is open, and
it gets run on us all the time. I can tell you that.
And you know this, Mike. You can explain it better to me. If you run the right route concept and you hit Darnell Mooney accurately on the run, he's going to be able to turn up field, and he's going to have 5 to 7 yards with his speed and his ability to make people miss. Then maybe turn it in even more.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I think that that's probably part of, I think he looks frustrated, and I'm starting to think that that's part of the reason why. Like, all of his routes are either go routes or comebacks. You know what I mean? Like, very rarely, maybe a bench route here and there. And I do have to bring this name up, too, because we haven't talked about this guy this week. Tre'Varius Ward has been on IR. I think he's eligible to come back this week. He's not even on the depth charts that we have in front of us because he's been on short-term IR. I think it was a concussion was the injury. He's a pretty good player in his own right. And all of a sudden, if you start getting him back in the mix along with Sauce, that's somebody that you could look at being an interesting combination, although I doubt that they would bring him back from short-term IR on a Germany trip, but we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, the travel would be a lot.
Be a lot, especially if you're coming off a concussion.
Yeah.
Probably not where you want to go.
We'll continue this conversation, but coming up next, the Braves did make some moves. We got to talk about this new regime, and we've got Thursday Night Football to preview. That's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.